In today's Mishnah, we learned the 8th and 9th Mishnah from the first Perek of Masechta Sota. And in yesterday's Mishnah, in the second Mishnah, it began by saying, "B'midah shadam moded," in the way a person carries himself, that so are they ba modedim, so are they measured. So we learned in the context of a Sota that in the same way she carried herself and to perform the Aveira, she is punished midah keneged midah. So we learn about other cases like that today. Mishnah begins, Shimshon halach achar anav. Explicitly says that Shimshon went after his eyes, kihi asherab ba'anai, meaning Shimshon told his father that he wanted to take this particular woman because she was straight in his eyes. So therefore, lefichach nikru plishtim et einav. Consequently, it says, Mida kenegemida, the plishtim gouged his eyes out. Shneh marav v'yochazuhu plishtim yinakru et einav, as Pashul explicitly says. Avshalom nitga'a b'sa'aro, that Avshalom took pride in his hair. We learned previously, when we learned back in Masechta Nazir, that he was a Nazir Olam, and he used to shave his hair on an annual basis. So he took pride in his hair, as we learned from the Navi, lefichach nitla b'sa'aro. When he met his end, as he was traveling on his parrot, his hair got tangled in the tree, and he was left suspended there. And then what happened? It says, lefisha ba'al eser pilag she aviv. How did he meet his end, really, after he was caught suspended by his hair? It says, because he had relationships with 10 of his father's pilagshim, his father's concubines, lefichach nibnu bo eser lunviot, that 10 spears were shot at him. Shneimer, as it says, v'yosobur asar anashim, was surrounded by 10 people, nosei klei of the weapons bearers of Yoav. And then it says, "Vayku et Avshalom v'yamito," and they struck him. It says, lefi sheganav shlosh alavavot, since he stole 3 hearts. First was Lev Aviv. So what it means, I stole, he tricked his father, because he said to his father after they were reunited in Yerushalayim, he said, I made a neder, I want to go fulfill my neder and go to Hebron and offer korbanot that I said I would, you know, that I would bring when I return to Yerushalayim. But he had other plans. His plans was to go to Yerushalayim to actually be crowned as new king and steal the throne. So that was Lev Aviv. The next one is Lev Beitin. So he asked his father, can you authorize me to take 2 of Dayanim with me? So he used his father's authority to take 2 and showed it to multiple Dayanim until he was able to get 200 Dayanim to come along with him. And again, part of his ploy to assert his position as being the king and take hold of the throne. It says, V'lev Yisrael Shneimar. Also, the third of the hearts he stole was the heart of Am Yisrael. Shneimar v'ganev Avshalom et lev anshe Yisrael. He stole the hearts of the people of Israel. In the psukim prior to executing this scheme of his to try and seize the throne, it says that he would almost flatter Israel when they came to Shalim for Bedfordinim, and when they would bow to him, he would kiss them, etc. And he, through flatteries, he stole their hearts. Lefichach nitku'u bo shlosha shvatim. That's why 3 shvatim, either staves or darts, he was pierced by them. Shneimar v'yikach shlosha shvatim bekapo v'itka'u. They were driven into Belev Avshalom, into his heart. Let's now learn the next Mishnah. So Mishnah begins, v'chen l'inyan tova. In other words, we've seen the concept of midah keneged midah with respect to executing punishment. However, we see when it comes to good things as well, as good actions are awarded midah keneged midah as well. However, the Gemara points out that when it comes to that, midah tova meruba mimidah peronot, that when it comes to rewarding good acts, we find that actually it's with an increase. It's not exactly measure for measure. So that's sort of the example. The first is Miriam Himtin la Moshe Sha'achad. When Moshe Rabbeinu was a baby, he was only 3 months old and was placed in a basket and placed on the Nile. The next says that Miriam waited him for a short moment. As it says in the Pasuk, Shne'ma v'tetatzav achotol merachok, that she stationed herself at a distance, as the pasuk continues, even though it's mentioned, Mishnah ledea me'aselo. So out of concern for her brother, she was stationed there. And it says, lafichach, therefore, she was rewarded midah keneged midah. However, once again, midah tova is meruba. So therefore, lafichach nitakvu la Israel shivat yamim b'midbar. So therefore, when she got tzara'at later on in the midbar, and she was sent out of the machaneh, the whole arm, as it says, Shneimar, v'am lo nasa ad ha'asaf Miriam, the whole nation waited for her for 7 days before moving on. So she waited for Moshe for a small amount of time. The whole nation of Am Yisrael waited for her for 7 days. Mida tova meruba. And the mission then continues. Yosef zachalik boret aviv. Yosef was zoche to bury his father when his father passed away. Ve'ein be'achiv gadol memeno. And he was the most important, if you like, of the brothers at the time. He was a Mishneh Lamelech. Nonetheless, he went out and did it himself. Shneimar v'yal Yosef likborat aviv. This is a pasuk. He went out to bury his father, and it describes a whole entourage. Much later on the pasuk, v'yal imo gam rechev, gam parashim, also the fanfare, if you like, the chariots and the horsemen. So Mishneh continues, Umi lanu gadol mi Yosef,
who was Zoche to have a greater burial than Yosef? Why? Shlo nitasek po ela Moshe, because it was Moshe Rabbeinu that was involved in the burial of his bones. So if you recall, Yosef was died in Mitzrayim, and he made a stipulation with his brothers and Anamnes really to take his bones out of Mitzrayim when they would eventually leave. And who was the individual who, well, all of Am Yisrael were involved in taking the various spoils and light out of Mitzrayim? Well, it was actually Moshe Rabbeinu that instead occupied himself with looking after the bones of Yosef. So that because he did that, it says, Mi gadol mi Moshe, and therefore the reward of Moshe was, who is greater than Moshe, who, in other words, who was zoche to have a greater kavod than Moshe? Why? When it came to the kavod of Moshe, it says, Shlo nitasek bo el hamakom, that really Hashem was the one who buried Moshe. Shenemar v'yikbor oto v'gai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu. And then it says, Mishnah adds, Lo al Moshe belvad amru. What this is a statement just regarding Moshe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in the burial. Rather, Ela al kol tzedikim, in the passing of any tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved as well. Shenema v'alach lefanecha tzikecha, the righteous who should go before you, O kvod Hashem, the kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu yasvecha, and the kavod Hashem will gather you in. So here we see that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is me'asef, gathers in the tzaddikim. Nonetheless, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu, his katisat zetos yontov at the end, this is mikom akom adif Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was still more adif, was zoche to a greater burial than anybody else. Why? Because it was HaKadosh Baruch on his own that was osek in his kfura, was involved in the kfura, whereas when it comes to other tzaddikim, it's with, of course, other bnei adam are involved, kederech kol haaretz, in the burial as well. Those are the Mishnah today.